Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt Backchat Podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Love this girl, Sammy Jade. She's on for a chat. G'day.
Hello.
Now, you are throwing your support, hun, behind the Salvos Christmas appeal. People can visit salvos.org.au for more details. Can I ask you a question about Christmas?
Yeah.
We have this bit of a fight here because I like to put Christmas decorations up on the 1st of December and Maddie likes to do it, I don't know, he'd do it in
July,
June.
Yeah.
When do you put up your Christmas decorations?
I mean, look, I do love Christmas. I'm a massive Christmas person. But, yeah, in my household it was... 1st of December too.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you. But he was like, yay.
Come on, Sammy. I would have thought you'd be on my side.
Sorry, I know. We have known each other for a very long time, but I'm just going off what my what my family do.
I'm
going
to guess you weren't the person to put the star on the top of the Christmas tree, though.
Oh, no. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. It's not something I'm going to be good at.
Hey, you've been very, very busy. You know, you're doing this stuff with the Salvos, but I just read somewhere you've done some work with Little Mix as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is false information. I don't know anything about that. Where did you read it?
On the bio that's put in front of me. Said while living in London, she worked with Little Mix and you did a bit of writing and stuff for them.
Well, I actually worked with, I worked with the team that wrote their... most of their album. That's probably where that's coming from. So a lot of the songwriters who worked on their records, which was cool, but not them, which would have been fun.
Well, let's talk about other rumours then.
Yeah.
Because time of year, there's a lot of people that I follow, like on Instagram, just trying to work out their whereabouts and whether they're going to go overseas and go into the jungle. Would you ever go in, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here?
I mean, look, you don't say no to anything, but I think that I would be out the first week easily. Like there's no way. I'm such a not a princess. That's different. I'm a baby. I wouldn't be able to eat that stuff. I'd be crying. Like
you're a sook.
The eating stuff, I couldn't. I'm a sook. I am. I'd be crying for my for my mum.
That's exactly because, what they want.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be great TV, but I just don't think I could do it. I couldn't eat bugs or things like that. Oh God, no.
What about then? If not that. You have been single for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon next year, Samantha Jade, the Bachelorette.
Oh, my gosh. No, I couldn't do that. I'm not single anymore.
You're not?
I'm not. I mean, look, that's all I will say, but I'm very happy and I would not be able to do the Bachelorette now.
You wouldn't break up with him just for a sweet TV gig?
Oh, my God. No.
Is he Australian or
she
from
said
London?
That was all she would say.
No, but she has to give one more detail.
Yeah. Oh, he's Australian. I'll give you that.
All right.
Yeah.
Would we know him?
No.
Maddie's Googling, so wait for it, Sammy
J. So we wouldn't know, so he's not famous?
No, not famous. Very nice guy. Oh. Aussie. The end.
We're playing a game of on-air guess who.
Yes.
Is he wearing a hat, Samantha Jade? Tick, 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 tick.
Is he going to your Christmas lunch with your family?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. This is the first year that I'm spending Christmas in Perth after 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because my mum, passed away a few years ago and it's just really tough to do Christmas, after that because, she's... Your mum's always the heart of Christmas, so we went to Bali and then we went to LA and we just went everywhere to try and get away from it. But this year we're like, no, I think we're going to do a Perth Christmas because my brothers are in uni and, we can't leave, so we're just going to have to face it. So I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah. It's nice too, I think, when you go to your hometown. It has a very different feel to it than it does when you travel, don't you think?
it really does. And it really didn't feel like Christmas in these other places, you know. But and that was kind of what we wanted. But this year we're ready, and I've already told my brothers we're decorating the tree, we're playing Christmas music, and they absolutely hate it, but they have to do it.
Oh, my God, I love
it. Everything your mum would have loved.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sing it, Sammy.
Well, I love those carols. I love it.
I know, it's the best. It is not in the CD player in my car at the moment, I swear. I swear, I've got Metallica in my Mazda,
sure,
I promise you.
Sure.
Well, Sammy, you've got to get behind this. The Salvos do an amazing job every single year, salvos.org.au. So the Christmas appeal is underway. You can donate cash and goods, I'm guessing?
Yeah, and it's, I think, $29. So it's really affordable, and that will give someone everything they need this Christmas, a full hamper, everything. So it's really easy, and a lot of people don't get to have an amazing Christmas. You know, a lot of people can't. Mm. A lot of people are missing out, and so that's kind of what we are hoping to do as part of the Salvos, is just bring a little hope to everyone at Christmas.
Lovely. All righty. Well, good luck. Maybe an engagement at Christmas time for you. We'll see how we go. We chat next year.
We are so pushy.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't we? You guys. Oh, my gosh. My lips are sealed.
All right.
Oh, it's not a no. No, we love you, Sammy. Thanks for calling through.
God.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you too.
That's the first time we've said Merry Christmas on air.
I knew you were going to say that. It's our first
it's
one, guys.
It's not the 1st of December. Can we start? We've got to start saying Merry Christmas now.
No, yes. Not until next Friday.
We're on. Merry Christmas.
It's happening.
We're on. Stav, Abby and Matt.